taken. The choice is up to you, my friend. The nights are long, but you might wake to a brand new life, brand new life, brand new life around the bend.
Whisk.
Whisk.
Nutmeg.
Nutmeg.
Egg.
Egg.
You know, Angela, I know you weren't exactly raised on a farm, but there's something you should know about eggs. They break.
Okay. Oh, Tony, I'm so sorry. Mm. I guess I just got carried away. I was having so much fun cooking. I've never made a Thanksgiving dinner before.
No.
Well, I did it. I finally discovered what those parking lot signs mean by severe tire damage.
Oh, Mother! What were you thinking? How could you back your car up over those spikes?
Angela, I didn't back my car up over those spikes. I backed your car up over those spikes.
Mother!
Hey, Mona, it's a good thing you had those rims to drive home on. Hold on.
I got it. Bauer Residence. Hey, Mrs. Rossini, how are you?
Mother, you know how I hate confrontations, but I'm not completely convinced that I should pay for new tires.
I think you should.
Okay.
Hey, Mrs. Rossini, it sounds fine with me, but look, I'm gonna have to check. But it sounds great. Okay, bye-bye. Hey, great news. Mrs. Rossini just invited us all to an old-fashioned Thanksgiving dinner in Brooklyn.
Well, Tony, we're having Thanksgiving here. And anyway, that's your neighborhood, not mine. I won't really know anybody there.
Oh, come on.
Angela, that's what Thanksgiving is all about. I mean, do you think the pilgrims really knew the Indians? What you do, you see, is you invite strangers into the bosom of your family, and that's the spirit of Thanksgiving. Unfortunately, I've made other plans.
What other plans?
I am going to be in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
What?
Hey, all right, Mona.
Well, Mother, that means we're not going to see you on Thanksgiving.
Oh, of course you will. The cameraman's a friend of mine. He's promised me a lot of close-ups.
Hey, well, Mona, we'll be rooting for you from the Rossinis.
No, Tony, I don't know. See, I don't think I'm going to remember anybody's name. I just don't think I'd be comfortable there. I mean, everybody will be so Mediterranean.
Angela, you'll be fine. And besides, I gotta go. Mrs. Rossini's got some big surprise cooked up for me.
Oh, what kind of surprise?
Angela, if he knew that, it wouldn't be a surprise. Come on, Angela. Cut loose.
Oh, well, I guess I could go to Brooklyn and get down.
Don't hurt yourself, Angela.
Okay.
Listen, Angela, it'll be great. Come on, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take the moose and we'll even say you made it.
Eh?
I did make it.
Well, hey, wait a minute. You didn't finish it. It still needs an egg.
Well, I can do that.
Well, just don't do it like last time. Bring it over here nice and easy.
Okay.
That's it. Nice and easy.
Carmella, doorbell.
They're here. Joey, sit up straight. Papa, straighten your tie. Papa. Tony.
Mrs. Rossini.
Tony.
Hey, here they are. Yes. Hey, the place looks great. What'd you do, get new furniture?
Nah, just took the plastic off.
Oh, so good to see you. Look, my buddy. Oh, that jab of yours is getting faster.
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of tennis.
Good to see you, buddy. Hey, Angela,
yes.
This is Joey, Joe, and Joseph.
It's nice to meet you, Joe.
I'm Joey.
Oh, yes, of course you are.
Yeah, this is Joey. This is Mrs. Rossini's son. Taught him everything he knows.
Not everything.
Oh, Teresa. Oh, you look beautiful.
Oh, how lovely. I see you're with child.
eyes, Angela. Good eyes.
Hey, Tony, who's this, your new girlfriend?
Papa, this isn't a girl. It's his boss. Well,
this is Angela. She's my boss. She's my friend. She's my friendly boss.
Hey, but she brought a moose.
Oh, I don't eat red meat.
Hey, Joey, can I go show Jonathan your pigeons up on the roof?
Sure, just don't let them fall off.
Okay, but Joey, can't they fly?
Not the pigeons, you, Goomba.
Come on, Goomba. I'll let you feed them. What do they eat?
Little boy's fingers.
Oh, he's such a nice boy.
Oh, thank you. Actually, he's more grown up than a little, but thank you. That's very sweet.
Hey, Angela, isn't this great? And I want you to know something. You're fitting in real good.
Oh, am I?
Yeah. You're one of the gang.
Oh, good.
Tony, you ready for your surprise? It's in the kitchen.
It's probably her stuffed artichokes. I love those things. They grip them.
And now, all the way from Jersey City, Gina Bonafetti.
That's some stuffed artichoke.
Hi, Tony.
Hi.
No hugs for an old friend?
Oh, sure. Hi. Oh, Gina. Marlon, did you grow up? Both of you, man. I mean, what happened to that skinny little kid with the pigtails and the scraped up knees?
See? They healed.
You heal good.
Perhaps you'd like to see her appendix scar.
No, I had a great time.
Dear, is everything all right?
It's delicious.
Tony, you're not finished yet, are you?
No, maybe a little bit more...
Ravioli.
Maybe I'll have another sip of...
Wine?
Maybe I'll have one more...
Stuffed artichoke.
This is great.
Hey, Carmella, what am I, an orphan over here? I could do with a little more potato.
An orphan, he turned into an orphan.
I don't know where he puts it.
I do, Ma. Look at that, Labanza.
Labanza.
Show some respect. We got company.
How come everyone's always hitting me?
Hey, here's another shot. Hey, what are you kidding me?
Hey, Therese, give me another load of stuffing, huh?
Hey, come on, Therese, get going.
Boy, I like the way this place works. Hey, Sam, give me some more turkey. Get it yourself. I guess you have to be Italian.
That's right, buddy. You're all right, kid.
So, Angela, I understand you're in advertising.
Hey, yeah, let me tell you something. Angela's the president of Wallace and McQuaid.
President?
Oh, that must be so hard. I'll bet you type really fast.
Well, actually, my job is more managerial. It's kind of telling people what to do.
Oh, I could never boss a man around.
Are you kidding me? Angela's great at it.
Thank you, Tony.
Hey, I wouldn't say unless I meant it. Come out. Wonderful dinner.
Hey! Hey, no, you didn't. She is the best.
The best.
And don't you forget it, huh?
Hey, we're missing the parade. What do you say we look at the tube, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You go get the salad, huh?
Okay. You got it.
Hey, Tony, where are you going?
I'm going to go help in the kitchen.
In the kitchen? What a kidder. I don't know what got into me.
Oh, Tony, why don't I take it? When in Rome, I'll get that. Oh, no, that's all right. If I can boss men around, I can take a plate into the kitchen. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. It just fell out of my hand.
All right. We can replace it when we go back to Sicily.
Good.
You're a guest. You just sit with the men and relax. Please.
Oh.
Angela, isn't this great?
No, it is not great. And I'm not going to talk to you until you button your pants.
What's the matter with you? What's the matter? You mad they won't let you work inside the kitchen here?
No, I just feel very uncomfortable.
Well, that's why you got on...
Get your hands off my head! Tony, I have never seen anything like this in my life before. Those women worked like dogs to prepare a feast for you. They did everything but practically chew your food, and you men sat there and you stuffed your faces and you didn't lift one finger to help.
Well, Angel, take it easy. That's the way it happens to be here.
Tony, Gina's bringing out the dessert in a minute.
Well, you know, Angela, now that I think about it, maybe you're right. I'm gonna go help Gina in the kitchen.
It's my mother.
Here it is, folks. The moment you've all been waiting for. The Santa Claus float. I don't see Santa yet, but here's one of his elves. That's a mighty cute elf. But where's the big guy himself? Oh, here's another elf. No, that's the same elf.
Tony should see this. Excuse me.
Here's the chocobar. Quick, here, Glenn. Of the elf.
Hello, dear. Oh, how was Thanksgiving?
Fine.
Did you happen, perchance, to catch a glimpse of me in the parade?
Catch a glimpse of you? Mother, thanks to you, thousands of little children all across America now think that Santa is a redhead with cleavage.
My, aren't we grumpy today? Is something wrong?
Nothing at all.
Are you sure?
Mother, there is nothing wrong.
Okay, fine. Then I'm off to the day after Thanksgiving Day sale.
All right, I'll tell you. Mother, we have misjudged Tony. Yesterday, I saw a side of him that I have never seen before.
Oh, what side was that, dear?
The Neanderthal side. Mother, those women wait on those men hand and foot. They wipe their chins.
I would love to have seen you waiting on Tony.
I didn't have to. They had someone for that. Mother, I didn't think that there were women who still acted like that. And that Tony could be so taken by it. So unenlightened. I mean, he liked it.
So what you are saying to me is that men like to be pampered? What a discovery. Angela, does Cosmo know about this?
Mother, if you're going to joke about something that is this serious, let's just forget it.
Okay, fine. Never mind, Angela. I'll talk to Tony. Where is our little caveman this morning?
I don't know.
You mean he hasn't come home yet?
Mother, I don't pry. All I know is that it's 9 o'clock, and Tony Maselli is supposed to be at work.
Oh. Good morning. Good morning. Coffee? Tea? Juice? Angela, I really appreciate you taking the kids home last night.
I had such a great time with the gang in Brooklyn.
Well, what about the gang in Connecticut? There could have been a fire here. I would have had to carry 2 children out of a burning house all by myself.
Yeah, you're right, you're right. Next time I stay out all night, I'll make them sleep in the yard. I got it.
On the job.
Bauer residence? Oh, hi, Gina.
Yeah, me too.
Excuse me.
That she called to tell him she knit him a sweater last night.
Angela, don't be preposterous. No one can knit a sweater overnight.
Can you believe this girl? While I was out with the guys last night, she knitted me a pair of socks.
See?
Hey, Angela, can I have a few hours off this weekend?
Well, how many?
48.
Well, Tony, I don't know.
Oh, Angela, come on. It's Thanksgiving. All your other employees got a 4-day weekend.
Okay.
Well, okay. Oh, let's hear it for the great emancipator.
Gina, it's all set. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, me too. Yeah, listen. Ciao. Bellissima. Oh, boy. Hey, Angela, you're terrific. You're the best boss.
Well, who am I to stand between a man and his bellissima?
What's with her?
I don't know. Maybe her Thanksgiving dinner didn't agree with her.
Are you kidding me, Mona? It was great. Mm-hmm. The whole day was great. It was so warm. The family and the friends and the food. Oh, and Gina, she made the best raviolis, just like my wife used to make. Mm.
And she knits, too?
Mm.
She sounds like quite a woman.
Yeah, she really is. She's the sweetest girl in the world, Mo. Mm. Hey, you know, I may be way off on this, but Angela didn't seem to warm up to Gina.
Well, don't worry about it, Tony. After all, I mean, it's your affair.
Oh, hey, Mona. Oh, what are you saying? Are you kidding me? Gina's not the kind of girl you fool around with. Gina's the kind of girl you marry. That was good.
The food wasn't bad either.
Oh, I hope so. Do you want a little more?
Now, maybe we should save some for the Rossinis.
They went to Atlantic City for the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe somebody will get lucky.
Maybe so. You stay in here and relax. I'll start dessert.
Wait a moment. Hi.
What are you doing in here?
Thought I'd come in and help you out.
Just leave it. I'll clean up.
All right, you clean up. Let me make the dessert. What do we have?
Zabbione, but I'll do it.
Oh, come on. We'll do it together. It'll be fun. I'll get the eggs.
Gina.
Catch.
Be careful.
Don't break it.
Now, please, just give me the egg.
Hey, watch this one. Ah! Oh, that was close. Give me the egg.
Please?
The egg?
Yes.
Yeah, fine, right. Come on, back.
Look
back
what you did.
Oh, come on, Gina. I was just kidding around a little bit.
Not my kitchen. Out.
Boy, are you strict.
Hey, look, I was just trying to have a little fun, you know?
We'll have fun later, okay?
Oh, all right.
Oh, Angela, this is the good part. Wake up, you missed it.
Oh, sorry, I must have dozed off.
That's okay. I can play it again. I could watch this all night.
And you have, Mother.
Well, you're no fun. I'm going up to my own apartment and watch this on the big screen. Come on, Grover. Grover, come on. All right, we'll watch the part with Snoopy, too. Come on.
I didn't think I was going to see you tonight.
Well, I thought I'd better get home in case there was a fire.
There was. I didn't know lamb chops were so flammable.
You burned a dinner?
Yeah.
That's great.
What's great about that?
Well, I mean, it's just like you, you know. You try, you fail, I make the save.
Well, how was your dinner?
Oh, it was great. Perfect. Candlelight, the wine. But then I just couldn't.
Well, Tony, lots of men have this problem. Now and then. Not with me, but I've read articles. Now maybe you were too tired, or maybe you had too much to drink, or perhaps she reminded you of a distant aunt.
Angela, it's not that I couldn't. It's that I couldn't. You know, I wouldn't. I didn't. I mean, the problem was up here.
That's what the articles say.
Angela, would you forget the articles? You're missing the point here. I mean, Gina's terrific. I mean, she's warm, she's beautiful, she's crazy about me, she's... Hey,
she could cook. Ooh.
Well, she sounds like everything you've always wanted in a woman.
Everything I thought I wanted.
What do you mean, Tony?
I don't know. Maybe I want more. Maybe I want less. You think I'm flipping out?
No, but I think maybe you're changing.
Hey, I still like girls. Just don't know what kind.
Well, I don't either, Tony. What do you think?
I don't know. I want somebody I could talk to. You know, somebody I could kid around with. Somebody that's got more in their life than just taking care of me. Somebody like...
Meryl Streep?
Yeah, somebody just like her.
Knit one, curl two.
Wait, knit.
I got it. What do you make it, ladies? Leg warmers for a giraffe?
I followed the pattern, it just didn't say when to stop.
Hey, Mona, it's for you.
Who is it?
I don't know, but this guy looks awful familiar to me. Come in here, sir.
Are you Mona Robinson?
Yes, I am, but I don't believe we've met before.
Does this ring a bell? You know how long I've waited for that shot. The Macy's parade on network TV. And what happened to my coverage? They gave it to you and Elf.
What happened to ho, ho, ho?